This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Wherever it is you are, maybe it's the daylight, maybe it's dark, whatever, but Old Dan and I are on the road getting out the gospel. And we bring you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we're going real slowly. I hope you can get something out of it. We're looking at Enoch, the salvation of Enoch. How was Enoch saved? You know, we all know the story of Enoch, how it says he walked with God. That's probably all that everybody knows, that he walked with God. But let's look how he was saved, just like Abel was saved. Where did Enoch go to worship? East of the Garden of Eden, where Abel went. There was the altar. There was where the church was. There was the church. There was a temple that those antediluvians went to worship. There was the altar, and there was the cherubims that stood there with the flaming sword that destroyed everything in the world. They destroyed the Garden of Eden. They destroyed the Tree of Life. They destroyed the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. That whole place was a land of waste, more or less like an abandoned dump. They stood there and guarded the altar, the cherubims did. Now, let's look in. Look there in the study of our studies that closely you will find that's so. I used to wonder why they had those, the cherubims had the swords, flaming swords. They were swords of destruction, destroying everything around them that no one could get back into the Garden of Eden. No man could get back there to the Tree of Life and eat and live forever. No man could get there. There was nothing but waste and wilderness, but there was an altar and the just, listen, and just there Abel came to worship. Now, there's where Cain came to worship. One received life, the other received death. That's where Enoch came to worship. Some morning he brought an offering to the Lord. And listen, what led to that? Let's look now. A child born into the home, and there came the revelation of Christ to that human heart. Like every human heart, when the Word of God goes home to your heart, there comes a revelation of God to that heart through the Word. At the first revelation that now Enoch saw and felt and knew was destruction. The judgment of this world, everything was under judgment. Judgment, 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 just like it is in our day, your day and mine. We don't realize it, but everything is under judgment. And it scared old Enoch. Oh, it took its number. It took a toll on Enoch. And I tell you, it scares folks nearly to death when he wakes up and gets his eyes of his soul open, doesn't it? When you begin to look around by the sword of the Spirit and see what's going on in our world today and see that this world, you and I and everything else, is under destruction, and that individual who has never been saved begins to see that he's guilty. He's guilty. He's a hell-deserving sinner. He's vile. He's wretched. He's miserable. And everything in the world. Now, I know that that's not popular. I know that not many folks understand. Many folks don't believe. But listen, when the Lord begins to deal with a sinner's heart, brings him to see a little bit of what this world is under the judgment of God. And old Enoch woke up there one morning seeing himself as a sinner. Have you ever done that, my friend? Can you go back to the time and the place when you took your place as a lost sinner? And that baby was born, and he named it Methuselah. Methuselah. You know what that word means? I hope you do. It means destruction. And God revealed to him, at the death of this child, the world would be destroyed. Now, Enoch had to do something. He had to do something. And I see old Enoch that morning. I don't know whether he said anything to his wife about it or anything in the world. And I don't think he did. Usually we don't. He went out to the flock and got a lamb, a firstling of the flock, tied a rope around his neck, leading it up there to where the old Garden of Eden was, where the temple was, and probably never had been over there. Might have been there with his father, we don't know. But listen, listen. But we see him leading that lamb. I hope you can get this picture. You see him leading that lamb? Where are you going, Enoch? This world is going to be destroyed, and I'm under the judgment of God, and I got to appease God. My father taught me the only way to appease God is by a blood offering. And I see old Enoch as he makes his way down there. Do you ever stop, my friend, and I call it maybe fantasizing a little bit, letting your mind whirl around, letting your imagination. But this is true, what we're doing here. This is looking back as close as we can tell exactly what happened. We see old Enoch as he makes his way down there. He comes to that altar. He lays the wood in altar, takes the lamb, binds it, and lays it up on top of that wood, and he pulls a knife out of his belt there and cuts the lamb's throat. After he'd laid his hands upon it and confessed his sins, "Oh, I'm a sinner. I deserve to go down with the rest of the world. I'm lost and doomed and damned. I'm under your judgment, righteous judgment. Oh, God, thou art righteous, and you ought to destroy me. But I come offering this blood." Now, my friend, every individual who ever gets saved comes to that place where he confesses that he ought to go to hell. When he sees himself sinful, full of the abiding wrath of God resting upon his head, he says, in essence, "O God, thou art righteous. You ought to destroy me. But I come here." Every sinner, the old trailblazer, did that. Came there one day with blood in the basin. He says, this sacrifice is a type of the Messiah, a type of the Son of God, the Lamb of God. And I offer it. I bow my head unto thy justice. I plead for mercy on the basis that the shed blood, as he saw it there, streaming down around that altar, and then he bowed his head and with a heavy heart backed away from that altar, wondering, no doubt, will God accept me? And then the fire came down from heaven, began to kindle that wood to flames, and the offering was consumed, my friend. Isn't that a beautiful picture? That's how the Lord answered his prayer. That's how the Lord answered old Elijah's prayer there on Mount Carmel, when he had contended with those 400 devils, prophets of Baal, prophets of Jezebel, and then when he put the bullock there on the altar, and cut his throat, and poured the water all around to make sure it wasn't no foolishness going on, and the fire came down. Fire came down and satisfied that offering, took that offering, my friend, just like in Abel's case there. When Abel went there to the garden, built an altar out of wood, slew the lamb, and laid it up on the altar, and the blood ran down, he stood back, bowed his head and stood back, and the fire came down and devoured, licked up everything there, the wood and the stones out of the altar and everything, just licked it all up, showing that he accepted that offering. Now, I've often made this statement in a message or two that Cain was Abel's brother. I'm sure he saw. I'm sure he witnessed what happened there. And then he went out and got a bunch of stuff out of his garden, the first of his fruit, the best he had. But my friend, did you ever think that he could have said, Brother, I don't have a lamb. I don't have a lamb to offer. Would you let me have one? You know, Abel would have been glad to have said, yes, my brother. Go on out there in the flock. Pick out the best one you can find and bring it and put it here on the altar and slay it. My friend, this is a beautiful picture of how the Lord saves a sinner. Our Lord Jesus Christ was slain there on the cross. His blood was shed. And we're just bringing you, depicting how the Lord saves a sinner here and there. And listen, and then with bowed head, old Enoch stood back and with a heavy heart backed away from the altar, wondering, will God accept me? And then the fire came down and began to kindle that wood into flames. And there the offering was consumed. It was a sin offering. And Enoch stood there until the offering was completely consumed. Then there came the voice to his heart from the mouth of Jehovah of God, "Thy guilt has been removed." Do you know, we don't hear the voice of God, do we? If you're hearing a voice, it's not of the Lord, it's of Satan. But my friend, we hear that still small voice saying, "Thy sins be forgiven. Thy sins be forgiven thee, sinner. Oh, Pendarvis, thy sins are forgiven. No matter what the world says, no matter what they say, thy sins are forgiven. Then thy guilt has been removed. Thy sins forgiven." He walked back home. Wouldn't you like to have been walking along there with him listening? Have you ever heard a new individual who's recently been saved begin to tell you just a little. They don't have a whole lot of stuff to say, vocabulary, but they can mostly tell you, you know, Pastor, Christ died for me. Christ died for this old sinner, Pastor. That's about all they can say. And I've heard that many, many times here since I've been the pastor here at Radio Mission, and I've been privileged to witness and listen. Lord saves you tonight. You call me. Would you do that? Then all of that guilt that old Enoch had seen, it's all gone. It's all gone. And I tell you often here, old Trailblazer, not one ounce of guilt, not one ounce of sin laid upon the old Trailblazer, because it's been washed away by the blood. It's been forgiven. All been forgiven. He walked back home a justified man, just as if he had never sinned, my friend. How many of you have walked justified? Have you ever come to that offering, my friend? Oh, listen, why don't you bow your head now, right there where you are? Why don't you do that? Just bow your head. Maybe you want to go out there behind the barn or out there on the levee somewhere. The old trucker, you might pull off up there at the next way station and take a break. Kneel down, if you will, if you want to. That don't matter. And ask the Lord, Lord, save me. Lord, take all that judgment away from me like you did old Enoch there. I don't have a lamb. No, but that was a sacrificial lamb back then. But would you take that mine? I bring it to you today. At that very moment, old Enoch was translated from death unto life, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of the Son of God. Now, that's the first translation that we know of. I want to tell you something, my friend. This is real. It's real. You can cuss the old Trailblazer. You can call me old Cook if you want to. You can do all those things. But that's how God saves every sinner. It's by the blood. By the blood. No other, nothing. My friend, you can have all the decisionisms you want. And you can have all the speaking in tongues you want. You can have all those things. You can have all that keeping the Sabbath. You can have all that baptizing. But listen, salvation is by blood and by power. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ must enter in there, my friend. But I wish you would stay with us. We're going to bring you these studies. We're getting started now with them. Hadn't been the last first two or three verses there in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. But I would that you would write me and let me know that you're listening. I'll get folks doing that every day. Email. Now, Pastor, I'm listening. But when you do, send me your mailing address so I can write back to you. But if you will give me your mailing address in there, I'll drop you a note. If you make an offering to the work here, or I'll send you a little note thanking you for it. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. And remember, my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And then you can email me at pastor@radiomissions.org. And I'll get it, and I'll get back in touch with you. But if you would, pray for me. Would you do that? Just bow your head there when the message goes off and pray for the Old Trailblazer. Goodbye, and God bless you.